A retired French electrician and his wife have come forward with what seems to be a fine art jackpot, 271 previously unknown works by Pablo Picasso. The works are said to be worth at least $80 million. The electrician says that the works were a gift, but Picasso's heirs say that's highly unlikely. Anita Elash reports from Paris.
The cache of artwork dates from the beginning of Picasso's career in 1900 through to 1932. It includes lithographs, portraits, watercolors, and sketches, and 9 cubist collages that could be worth $40 million by themselves. Vincent Noce is the art correspondent for the French newspaper Libération, which first reported the discovery. He says the works, especially Picasso's collages, are valuable for their historical significance.
In 1915, he was working with Braque and doing all sorts of experiments. He would cut pieces of paper and try to make a sort of paper sculpture. And these are very, very rare because most of them have been destroyed, you know, when he moved everything from workshop to workshop.
Experts say the works appear to be genuine. John Richardson was a friend and biographer of Picasso. He says he believes he saw some of the pieces when Picasso shipped them from Paris to the south of France in the mid-1950s.
We spent 2 days sitting on the floor going through one portfolio after another, and you never knew what was going to come out of them. Out of one would come nothing but sheets of old paper, 17th century paper. Another one would have engravings by some other painter. Then you'd get very early portraits that Picasso had done of all his friends in Barcelona. And it was a fantastic lucky dip, and he hadn't seen much of this stuff for ages.
The newspaper Libération says the works came to light in September when electrician Pierre Leguenec brought some of them to Picasso's son, Claude. Leguenec had stored the artwork in a trunk in his garage in the Côte d'Azur region and wanted it authenticated. Shortly after that, Claude Picasso filed suit against Leguenec, accusing him of theft. Libération reports that Leguenec worked for Picasso and once installed a security system for him. Leguenec's wife told the Associated Press she and her husband came forward with the work because they were getting on in years and didn't want to leave any headaches for their children. She said, quote, "We aren't thieves. This was a gift." Picasso's son Claude says that's not plausible. He says Picasso was generous with his work, but always dedicated and signed his gifts because he knew people might want to sell them. For The World, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.